I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Because while you're swimming, you're also moving. I need somebody to move out of depression and move out of shame and move out of guilt and move out of fear. And I need you to move, and I need you to let the enemy know you're not staying where you used to be. I need you to move with it. I need you to rock with it. I need you to let the enemy know he has no more power over your mind, your will, or your emotions, because you've got great joy.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Hey family, Pastor John Gray here. Love you so much. God bless you. Hope you're having a great week. You know, one of the things God has been dealing with me about is how we must not let anything steal our joy. People always say, John, you're always cracking jokes. You're always smiling. Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Why should I get saved and be corny? Why should I be saved and sit up under depression? I gotta act like I'm real deep and spiritual all the time. I can't smile. Of course I can smile. Smile sometimes. Because of Jesus, there's a gift on the way. And what is that gift? It's the manifestation of the promise you're standing on. That's right. Today I want to talk to you about how to overcome the enemy's schemes to keep you in shame, installed in the past. I know how the devil whispers in your ear that you'll never get past the thing you did, but you are not the thing you did. You are who God said you are. And God, who is the author and finisher of our faith through Jesus Christ, already knew what you and I would do, and he still chose us. Somebody give God praise. You're going to find out why he can't keep you stuck. You can overcome and overflow with the joy of the Lord and the strength of the living God. I'm glad you've tuned in, because this one is one for the books. So tune in. Get your ears perked up, press the red DVR button, watch this message. It's going to change your life. I am not gonna let anything take my joy. I feel God and I feel faith rising in the room already. I'm not even necessarily talking to you, but I think I'm talking to circumstances. I'm not going to let anything take my joy. I do want to let you know that we are having service, we have our Christmas Eve service on Saturday night. It's going to be amazing. And we have both of our Sunday morning services. I will be sharing in all of those services. So if you want, please come on Christmas Eve. If you real save, come on Christmas morning. They were like, it's so weird. I ain't going to church. It's Christmas. Wait, that's what church is for. That's when you should really be there. Anyway, I'm like, yeah, you're not going to guilt trip me. I'm going to be at my house eating cookies, opening gifts. But we are going to have service, and it's going to be amazing. Our worship team is going to be there. We've got some wonderful surprises as well. We want you to participate, for this is the reason for the season. Amen. If you'll do me a favor and go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, starting at the 8th verse. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says this. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Wait a minute, let me read it again. "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of medium joy, regular joy, small joy, great." Everybody say great.
Great.
And don't just say great, say great joy.
Great joy.
Say it again. Say it real fast. We got a church full of preachers tonight. If you're watching online, you can say it at home too. We're going to do it again. One, two, three. Say great joy.
Great joy.
That That's that excitement, that anticipation, that thing that's like, oh my goodness, God's about to do something so amazing, so out of the box, that all of the stuff that I've been crying about all year is going to wash away in a flood of God's goodness. And so, don't be afraid of your circumstance. Don't be afraid of the report you got. Don't be afraid of what you cannot control. I bring you good tidings of great joy. And guess what? It's not just for you. It's for everybody on your row. Look down your row. Somebody's getting ready to get a blessing from God. And you should be excited about what God's doing for them, not hating, not wishing you got theirs, but be excited about what's coming with your name on it. You've got a gift with your name on it. You've got a gift with your name on it. Isn't it great to under the tree, you know, to see, and this used to be me. I didn't care about anybody else's name tag. When I went to my grandmother's house, I was like, oh, look at that. That's for my cousin. Oh, there's one for my auntie. Where's mine? Anybody ever been like that when you come around? Don't try to act safe. Like, no, I don't want anything. I love God, and I don't need gifts. I'm looking for my name. I want what's on my name. And if it's wrapped up, what do? When ain't nobody looking, you pick it up? Why do we shake it? Like you gonna know what it is. Why? There's an anticipation. There's an excitement. And God is saying, I wonder if my children are as excited about what I'm bringing them as I am to give it to them. Can somebody show some excitement, some joy, some anticipation for what God wants to bring into your life? Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. This is very important. We're going to come back to that. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
How many people know we still need peace?
Peace?
With everything going on in the world, we need peace. People are driving trucks through crowds. All kind of stuff is going on. God, we need peace all over this world. We bind the spirit of murder and mayhem and wickedness and war, and we declare as the people of God that a spirit of peace will overtake the earth. God, just remind all of these demons that you are still in control. Put them in their place and let your church rise up to its finest hour. I pray that we will be so filled with joy that nothing can stop us from loving our enemies. Nothing can stop us from blessing our neighbors. God, give us your peace and give us your joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say amen. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. I want to talk to you about what happened in this field, and I've shared it a number of times, but I got a different perspective. Because when you talk about great joy and a crowd showing up unexpectedly, something comes to my mind. So the title of my message tonight is The Surprise Party. The Surprise Party. Thank you for the six of you who wrote that down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's the surprise. What if I told you that there is a gold Lakewood Church sticker under a chair? And if you find it, there is a 7-day, 6-night cruise for four for you and your family, but you have to look and you've got exactly 15 seconds to search. Some of y'all checking seats that you ain't even sitting in. It might be in a seat that's next to you that's empty, I'm just saying. Anybody who found it? I think it's open. Did you find it? He done lied, just lifted his hand in church. You lying? He's like me. Did he fall for it? There's nothing under any of your chairs. Not one thing, not one sticker. You done stretch, your pants done rip, you just under there, just in there, just in there. But what if I told you there is a God
who has a gift with your name on it, and it's right at the edge of your outstretched hand in worship, on the other side of your grateful heart and an attitude of thanksgiving. Even though maybe everything didn't happen the way you wanted it to, he still has a gift to present to you. And you don't have to stretch for it. All you got to do is thank him for it. What would you do if you were one place of thanksgiving away, one praise away from God showing up in a supernatural way? Some of y'all caught it. Some of you are catching it. Don't let anything steal your joy. There's a gift on the way. Don't let circumstance steal your joy. There's a gift on the way. Unexpected things. Places where you sowed are getting ready to sow back into you. Things that you thought were over are getting ready to come back around. That which you thought God could not do, not only is he going to do that, but he's going to do 7 other things that are going to blow your mind. He is positioning his people for a harvest. For those who have sown in tears, you will reap in joy.
Who among us doesn't appreciate a gift? Especially one that is unexpected or worth more than we ever thought we deserved. God is your good Father who wants to shower you with unmerited favor and give you extravagant gifts. In fact, each and every believer has been given a marvelous gift that holds even more gifts. Jesus. In his new 3-part audio series, The Gift, Pastor John Gray reveals the eternal fact that salvation is much more than a one-time ticket to heaven. It's an open door to continuous blessings, empowering you to live a victory-filled life right here and right now. That's why we want to send you your very own copy of The Gift in appreciation of your support of the worldwide outreaches of TBN. Discover the many gifts and surprises God has in store for you. Don't wait. Call or visit us online right now.
3.5-second Christmas praise break. 3, 2. It was late at night. It's close to midnight. It was late. It was dark. They were all alone. Thank you. She's in the holiday spirit, isn't she? It was late. It was dark. They were alone. Shepherds in a field. And not just in the field, probably very possibly in every other area of their lives. Shepherds in a field. In the Middle East, outside of Bethlehem, it was dark, don't know what the weather was like, bugs, the sound of sheep, probably don't even belong to them. They were probably working for somebody, just out in the field, just bah. Shepherds, the least respected profession in Israel, shepherds. The overlooked one, shepherds, the forgotten ones, shepherds, the talked about ones, shepherds, the ones that they DM about and send Facebook memes, laughing at them, shepherds, the ones everybody else thought they knew all that God had for them, shepherds. I'm going somewhere. Being a shepherd was a dirty business. It was looked down upon by mainstream society. It was not a profession of nobility. There's no upwardly mobile shepherds. You don't apply like, man, in 3 years, I'm gonna be like head shepherd. Right now, I'm just working on the fries, then I'm gonna be on the lettuce. Once a shepherd, always a shepherd. Ooh, doesn't the enemy like to keep you where you were? He'd love to keep you where you used to be. Once a sinner, always a sin. Yeah, you go to church, but I remember when you wasn't going to church. Now you want to praise dance, but I remember you when you was dancing in the club. Yeah, you married now, but you wasn't always a wife. You weren't always a husband. You was out there in them streets. The enemy loves to keep you hostage to the worst version of yourself. I need somebody to praise God that the enemy doesn't have the power to keep you where you were. Is there anybody grateful? There's a few people that know who we used to be, but by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, He started changing us from the inside out. Is there anybody that's grateful that I am no longer what I used to be? Shepherds in the field, Mama Dodie, they were just out there, just probably throwing a pity party. That's what you do when you get around people with similar broken circumstances, just looking at each other. It's what you looking at? What you looking at? Just out here in these fields, just, it ain't even my shape. And if a lion come through here, I ain't getting up. You getting up. I ain't getting up. That ain't my shit. You better get up yourself. I ain't doing it. What you got in there? Give me something to drink. Because you know, when you're battling depression, you try to medicate your pain. No judgment. Because this is the season where people are supposed to have fake joy. Gotta act like everything's good, but maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one. Maybe there's somebody in here and you had memories of a spouse that's no longer there, and so the holidays really don't feel good to you. So you throw yourself a pity party. Pity party, table of one. Just keep them coming, just keep them coming. I wouldn't know what you get, I've never heard of any liquor or anything. I wouldn't know. But keep bringing the Coke Zeros, please. They were throwing a pity party. One of them probably heard a sheep had to walk out. Man, I just, oh. It's dark. There's sheep. I done stepped in something. Let me ask you something. Have you ever stepped into something? Wow. Stepped into a bad decision? You ever stepped into a relationship God told you not to? You ever stepped into a mindset that held you hostage? You ever stepped into something that started stinking up every other area of your life? Shepherds, lost, just out there in them fields. The Bible says, suddenly. I'm trying to prophesy to somebody that suddenly is upon you. You believe that? Suddenly is upon you. What does that mean? While you chilling in your premium chair right now or watching at your crib right now with your cereal in front of you, God is getting ready to suddenly surprise you. And He's not surprising you with things, He's surprising you with Himself. Now, if you're going to shout, that was the place, because we always get excited about things, but there's something better than the things when the God who makes the things says, I'm not even going to give you stuff, I'm going to bring you. When God shows up and says, surprise, I'm here where you are. I didn't wait for you to get cleaned up to bring you up to where I am. I came down to you. Surprise. It doesn't say that the shepherds were rabbis. It doesn't say the shepherds knew scripture. It just means they were in the field, lost, hurting, by themselves, and God showed up. Somebody say the surprise party. Angels show up, start talking to men in the field. They be like, wait a minute, y'all see what I see?
What did you give me? What is in there? The angel's like, hey, don't be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of medium joy. See, good tidings means good news. Somebody say good news.
Good news.
See, shepherds needed some good news. If there was anybody in Israel who needed good news, it was shepherds. Really, shepherds needed good news. Is there anybody here that needs good news? I need good news. I got good news of great joy. The word great here, the Greek word megas, is where we get mega joy. It's a joy that cannot be contained in one place. It is a joy that is spacious, the Bible says, and expansive. It is spacious and expansive, which means the joy that comes with the gift actually overflows into every area of your life, whether you want it to or not. So any place where depression was, joy overtakes it. Any place where grief was, joy overtakes it. Anywhere where there's financial worry and concern, joy. Tell somebody you swimming in it. Tell somebody you swimming in it. I need y'all to just come on. I need you to get your inner 50s and just come on. Some of y'all are like, man, I'm crazy. I ain't never coming to this church no more. What is he doing? This is how you get your joy back. And while you do this, look at somebody and smile them. Just because while you're swimming, you're also moving. I need somebody to move out of depression and move out of shame and move out of guilt and move out of fear. And I need you to move, and I need you to let the enemy know you're not staying where you used to be. I need you to move with it. I need you to rock with it. I need you to let the enemy know he has no more power over your mind, your will, or your emotions, because you've got great joy. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you the Lord was going to meet us. I anticipated that God was going to do just that. And anticipation is a good thing. God wants you to be expectant and hopeful about your life and your future. Why? Because he's already given you the best gift, his son. And his desire is for you to spend the rest of your life fully unpacking all the goodies we have in Christ. And let me tell you something, you could unpack and you could be here for 10,000 years and you would never even begin to touch the beginning of the inexhaustible grace, love, and gifts of God. Hallelujah. Think about that. He's given you a lifetime of discovery and seeing Jesus more clearly. That's why I encourage you to get the latest resource TBN has made available, The Gift. You'll learn how God has surprises he wants you to receive and enjoy. Surprise, life isn't over. Surprise, God has purpose for you. Surprise, you've been forgiven, redeemed, and set free, restored by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when you call or sow your gift of support, TBN is going to bless you with this teaching in appreciation for reaching the unsaved and for pushing back against the darkness in this world through Christian television. Let me tell you something. I know that there's a lot of choices in cable, but Christian TV is not a choice. It is not optional. We need an uncompromising voice, and I'm grateful that TBN is one such voice. Thank you for being a media missionary and sending Jesus to a world in desperate need of him.
Who among us doesn't appreciate a gift, especially one that is unexpected or worth more than we ever thought we deserved? God is your good Father who wants to shower you with unmerited favor and give you extravagant gifts. In fact, each and every believer has been given a marvelous gift that holds even more gifts, Jesus.
At the birth of a little baby, all of hell had to bow down, because the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess on heaven and earth and under the earth that Jesus is Lord.
In his new 3-part audio series, The Gift, Pastor John Gray reveals the eternal fact that salvation is much more than a one-time ticket to heaven. It's an open door to continuous blessings, empowering you to live a victory-filled life right here and right now. That's why we want to send you your very own copy of The Gift in appreciation of your support of the worldwide outreaches of TBN. And when you share $70 or more to ensure that TBN can take the life-changing, grace-filled news of the gospel to the lost and hurting, we'll also include this special bundle of John Gray's best-selling books, Win From Within and I Am Number 8. Take a moment right now to call or go securely and conveniently online to choose your level of support and receive these gifts with our gratitude. Discover the many gifts and surprises God has in store for you. Don't wait. Call or visit us online right now.
Life with Christ is meant to be about receiving from Him. Jesus is God's gift to you. He gave you His righteousness and free access to come boldly before God's throne. For God so loved the world that He gave. And God doesn't want you to be fearful about your life. He's already given you heaven's best gift. He's not withholding anything from you. He will withhold no good thing to those who walk uprightly. Be encouraged today. Jesus didn't promise us a problem-free life. No, that's bad theology. But He did promise us that He has already overcome everything we'd ever face in this world. So be of good cheer. God's got your back, your front, your sides. He's even covering you from the top of your head to under your feet. And I love you. And I pray God's peace over you and your family and all your loved ones. And until we meet again, right here on the next John Gray's World, God bless you, God keep you, and God keep allowing you to unwrap His gift called Jesus Christ.